The podcast The Castles Metro is part of the Luni Tourism Project and is realized by Istituto Valorizzazione Castelli of the province of Massa Carrara.
The Castle of Trisana. The village of Trisana is known for its imposing castle that dominates the valley of the Osca stream. This fortification has always played an important role as a defensive bulwark, inaccessible and easy to defend. The castle also allowed effective control on the road that connected the lower Magra Valley to the Ligurian hinterland, an important artery used by the Malaspina family to move their possessions. In 1164, the Emperor Frederick Barbarossa granted this territory to the Malaspina family of Mulazzo, who began to build the Torre Sana, a particularly sturdy tower, near the cliff. The Latin toponym, Turrissana, seems to be the origin of the same Trisana, to underline the historical and strategic importance of this place, in the context of the battles and alliances that characterize the medieval history of the region. The construction of the castle dates back to the year 1000, with the building of a square tower that served as a keep. Over the centuries, the castle has undergone various modifications and extensions, including the addition of a large circular tower to increase its impressiveness and functionality. In 1565, the castle and its surroundings became an independent fiefdom, thanks to Emperor Maximilian II, who granted the investiture to Guglielmo Malaspina. This act not only elevated the feud to noble status, but also gave it the right to mint coins, a privilege reserved for a few marquisates. A few years later, however, this privilege proved to be a double-edged sword. The Trisana Mint became notorious for counterfeiting. Under the government of Francesco Guglielmo Malaspina, who was always absent from the tower, a lieutenant general was appointed to govern the feud and supervise the mint. Thus, Castruccio Baldissori, together with the mint master Claudio di Antonio Anglese, seized the opportunity to mint counterfeit coins, which spread throughout Italy, especially in Veneto, thanks to the support of Salomone, known as Flaminio, a Jew and Venetian shopkeeper. Discovered by the Malaspina, the Marquis had the Anglese arrested as well as Salomone, but Baldissori managed to escape. Among the counterfeits produced in Trisana were some coins of the Papal States. The Malaspina thus incurred the wrath of Pope Clement VIII, who even excommunicated the Marquis Francesco Guglielmo. The papal warning forced him to flee to Modena, where he faced the wrath of the people of Trisana. His successor, Guglielmo Malaspina, reopened the mint and this time in the first person relied on a skilled counterfeiter from Genoa to strike counterfeit coins. After his death, in 1660, the castle came under the control of the Kingdom of Spain and was then ceded to the Corsini princes of Florence, who remained its owners until 1856, with the exception of the Napoleonic interlude. In the middle of the 19th century, the castle was sold to Luigi Rossi, but the Corsini family kept the title of Marquis of Trisana. Today, thanks to the restoration work carried out by the Fondazione Defendente Maneschi, the castle has been restored to its former splendor and can be visited by appointment.
The Luni Tourism Project is financed by the European Union through the European Agricultural Fund for Rural Development. Europe invests in rural areas. Measure 19.2 of GAL Lunigiana. The texts are by Sigeric Community Cooperative. The actors are Marco Brinzi, Guglielmo Favilla, and Cecilia Casini. The music is by Max De Aloe. Graphics by Studio Arcs and post-production by Archivi della Resistenza, Circolo Edoardo Bassignani. All podcast contents are available at istitutovalorizzazionecastelli.it.